past midnight on what I'm still going to call March 21st, Saturday. Beautiful day in New York City. The what I like to call the Bartlett, but the Branford pear, the first really flowering tree in the city with white flowers, and when the sun hits them, white blossoms, pretty spectacular, and they're all over the city. Also, in you know, with the advent of landscape architecture as part of curriculum, New York City, which in the 1990s had probably 1/100th as many flowers as a city like Paris, and then it's just increased and increased and increased. So a lot of things are blooming, which is a nice counterpoint to whatever else is going on. I noticed as I went out for a run midday that the people at the queuing for the Trader Joe's, a fairly new Trader Joe's in Tribeca, or in Soho, were pretty spread out, actually. They were almost 5 feet apart, a lot of them just single people. And you know, though the line was a little bit long, it probably was. It was not 30 people. So I don't know how they're deciding how many people are in those stores. Later on in the day, I passed another Trader Joe's, or that same Trader Joe's, which at 4 o'clock, the people that were about to get into the store were really pretty bunched up, you know, less than a foot for some of them. And then it spread out. And a few people, I guess it's case by case, really keeping what kind of distance. The city was less easy to see on a Saturday how not crowded it is. I didn't go into the fancy part of Soho, but along the river, there are a lot of people biking, running. I mean, probably less than there would be otherwise, but it was, you wouldn't immediately think, oh, wow, this is a ghost town at all. And people were, you know, people with their kids and their scooters and, you know, they're probably a slightly different mix of people. But people were definitely keeping away from other people, you know, in a gentle, fluid way. I made it up to 34th Street, and where a lot of the mega buses and stuff are, there was almost nothing. But there was a bus, and there were a few people with suitcases queued up. Just south of that, or downhill from that, is the northern entrance of the High Line, which is barred. It didn't say closed. It said the High Line is not open. I was curious to kind of tour through Hudson Yards and see what that was like. I've only been there a couple of times. And it was a German family there with a stroller, and then there was some other guy taking pictures of a guy in fatigues and a helmet on his motor scooter. But other than that, a few maintenance workers, not many. That whole copper stairway, totally empty. And then I tried to get out of there, and that's when I got a little frustrated. Because the northern entrance, I guess, the access is via the High Line, even though there's a stairway there, because there you're already over the street. But because the High Line was closed, which I guess is privatized, so then that gate was closed. And then all the other access is through these kind of public or private malls, but easy to transfer until they're closed, and then you can't move. So kind of an older version of right-of-ways, and just some other kind of thinking about the public and movement is pretty evaporated. So I was annoyed by that, and had already run a long way, and was now heading the opposite direction. 33rd, then I figured, oh, I guess I just have to go to the same old, regular old streets. And then the first street I got to, 33rd Street, was closed for, you know, endless construction of this corporate stuff. And by 34th Street, I could get out. Eventually, I went to the farmer's market, which was, a few vendors weren't there. But overall, it was completely alive. They've shifted, to nothing is self-serve, so you say you want some collard greens or a bag of mescaline or some mushrooms, or, you know, kind of like it was always with fish. And that's it. Riding home, I saw somebody getting a haircut. I thought the barbershops were closed, but Turns out that was at 8 tonight, so that was one of his last haircuts.